Good morning. It's 9 minutes before 8 o'clock. For WBAA News, I'm Chris Morisi-Vitza, and this is the Wake Up Call. It's our opportunity to ask newsmakers about significant issues affecting residents in West Central Indiana. This morning, a conversation with Amy Austin of West Lafayette. Good morning, Amy. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
It's all right. Amy is spearheading the local March for Science. It will take place Saturday from noon until 4 at Reilly Plaza and the John T. Myers Bridge in downtown Lafayette. First of all, what got you interested in organizing an event like this?
I have always been interested in science, and when I found out there was going to be a national effort, I realized it was a great fit for myself and my interests and skills.
All right. And so what are you hoping that this event accomplishes?
Well, I've been blessed in my life to be able to talk with scientists pretty frequently. We have a I'm around people all day who are doing amazing work, and it occurred to me that people who aren't in the research park don't speak with the people who are really on the cutting edge of science the way I do. And my goal is to bring those people out of their lab. Our goal, I'm not doing this by myself. Our goal is to bring those people out of the lab and give them an opportunity to speak directly to the public about what they're doing and why it's important and why it should be a national priority.
So the goal is to make a public statement. The question is, how effective are these public demonstrations in recruiting people and then continuing to make and take actions that will actually affect public policy and social change?
I think they're pretty inspiring. I personally went to the Women's March in Washington, D.C., and I should say that with the caveat that our march is nonpartisan, even though I am personally partisan, it will not be. And I was really energized by that event and get to work. And I've made contacts with the Democratic Party since then. I've made contacts with a lot of people who are doing the work of government, and I've been trying to find a place where I personally can make a difference. So for this woman, at least, it made a huge difference. And whenever I feel frustrated about just making phone calls and writing letters all day, I remember the feeling of being in that crowd of millions of women all around the world, and it re-energizes me. So I hope that when people come to our march, they'll hear talks by a variety of scientists, from a nephrologist to a conservationist to an agriculture scientist to a woman who works with the deaf in STEM, and I hope that they'll be energized in the same way, and that when they get to the time to vote, they'll think about the candidate's stance on science, and they might lean more toward the candidates who are supportive of science rather than anti-science.
And so that information, obviously geared toward making people understand the role science is playing in our current society, what is the action you hope people who attend the march continue taking after the event ends?
I hope that it'll spark an interest in science for people who may not work in the field. I hope that they'll go away excited about what's happening and the research that's really affecting our everyday lives. Our keynote speaker is working on antibiotic resistance, and that's a huge issue for everyone that isn't really talked about on the street as much as one would hope. And I hope that our attendees will go away energized about science and excited about the developments that are happening. I hope that our speakers will go away feeling celebrated and appreciated by the community. And I hope it'll just be a big party for science and that everyone will go away feeling good about the contributions that our specific community here in Lafayette is making, we're making toward the advancement of human understanding on a variety of different fields.
How many people are you expecting? What are you preparing for?
That's the big question. There were roughly 1,000 to 1,500 people at the Women's March here locally. We have 1,000 people interested on Facebook, and you can find us if you search March for Science Rally Lafayette on Facebook. We're also at marchforsciencelafayette.wordpress.com. So we've had a lot of interest with the weather We're not sure how many attend it to. It'll be a surprise. We may pack downtown. I hope everybody will be safe with the construction. There's a lot going on.
Well, and going back to the participants in the local March for Women, have you interacted or met, you know, made friends with other people who weren't active in local issues or politics or grassroots, anything, that participated for the first time in that March for Women locally and are continuing on in other activities to effect social change?
Absolutely. I made contact with about the election. It's humor. And I've connected with the organizers of the Women's March, Vicki Wiese and Kathy Parker, and on helping how to proceed with this march. I've connected with a woman who started a political action committee. She's going to raise money to support candidates who support education, and she brought me on board with that. So there's been a lot of action beyond just walking around with clever signs. We're working really hard, and we're hoping that in 2 years for the midterm election or in 4 years, all of that work will pay off.
And do you or any of the women you've met or the people you've met in the course of organizing all this, do you think that someday you will run for office?
I have been encouraged to. I would love to. I've talked with the chair of the Democratic Party here locally about where I could best serve the party and serve my community. And that's a discussion that's ongoing. My kids are a little young right now, so I'm going to wait until they're a little bit bigger before I jump into that, because it's more than a full-time job.
All right. Thank you, Amy Austin, the organizer, co-organizer of the March for Science that will take place Saturday from noon until 4 at Reedley Plaza in downtown Lafayette and at the John Myers Bridge.
Thank you very much.
And this is the Wake Up Call for Thursday on WBAA News.